attitude of the observer practice, beginning by placing the body in a position that is comfortable and supportive. Strong back and the rest of the body relaxing around it. And our intention for this practice is to turn our attention 180 degrees. So partway through the practice, having watched the river of our experience for a little bit, we're going to turn our attention onto the observer and become curious about how the observer is relating to the experience. So that part of us that's watching, what attitude is it watching with? Why might it be helpful to become familiar with how we're relating to our experience, to understand that better? How might it be of benefit to understand the kind of habits that we've gotten into about how we relate to our experience? And directing our attention to the breath now as we begin to settle. Deepening the breathing very slightly. And paying attention to all of these sensations that are available for us to notice with the breath. Feeling where in your body you're most aware of the movements of the breath, and allowing those sensations to hold your attention. And perhaps introducing counting or saying a phrase if you find that helpful, so that the mind is occupied and the thoughts are no longer center stage. They're kind of somewhere in the background. Thoughts, feelings, sensations, images, storylines, kind of doing their own thing whilst we direct our attention elsewhere. And then inviting the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace, paying attention a little bit more to the out-breath, and that feeling of letting go. How does that feel? Might the mind learn to let go as well? Be learning to let go of its need to control, of its need to get involved, and becoming curious about the rest of the body as we expand our awareness around the breath to include the whole of the body now. Maybe starting at the top of the head and allowing our attention to flow downwards. Down through the level of the forehead, the eyes, nose, ears, cheeks, down through the level of the lips, and the tongue, teeth, the jaw, down through the level of the neck and throat, and through the tops of the shoulders, tops of the chest, top of the chest, downwards through the chest and the tops of the arms. Downwards into the belly, the elbows. From the elbows into the lower arms, wrists, hands. Right into the thumbs and the fingertips. And then downwards from the belly into the hips, bottom, thighs. Downwards into the knees. Lower legs, flowing downwards into the ankles and the feet, the toes of the feet, and right into the soles of the feet, feeling that contact. And now that we are fully inhabiting the body with all of our attention. Maybe we can become curious about the space around the body. Perhaps finding the edges of the body first. What we call the skin. And that boundary between our inner and our outer worlds that's actually a lot less solid than we might think. And the intention is just to rest here, choosing to engage the support of breath or sound as soon as you notice your mind wandering off. We're going to aim to be curious about what's flowing by in the river of our experience. What kinds of thoughts are here, or feelings? Anything that your mind feels quite drawn to at the moment? Maybe it's easier to be aware of than the more subtle stuff that's flowing by. And there's no need to get caught up in whether you're doing this practice right. You can't be bad at being you. So, in your inner world, what's going on right now? And now turning our attention 180 degrees to the observer. So that part of you that is aware. The part of you that is watching the river of experience flowing by. How is that part of you receiving the experience? What kind of coloured lens is your observer looking through? And to explore that, we can ask ourselves, is there any sense of liking the experience that's unfolding? Any sense of wishing your experience right now was different from how it is? That's part of your attitude. If you notice a slight sense of boredom, or maybe irritation, maybe somebody's snuffling next to you or behind you. Any sense that you would rather that your experience was a bit different from how it is? That's part of an attitude of pushing things away. So remembering that we tend to grasp at what we like, to push away what we don't like, and to just tune out of stuff that doesn't really interest us. And all of this is quite problematic. But the noticing, maybe that makes a difference. Maybe that begins to free us a little in some way. Any sense that you might be doing this practice wrong? Or any sense that something different should be happening? So if you recognize a thought that contains the words should or shouldn't, that can really give you a clue to some assumptions or some expectations that are underlying your experience. Those are like the little hard-to-see fish that hide in the silt at the bottom of the river of our experience. And when we see some of these assumptions and attitudes and expectations, then suddenly we have choices. we're no longer controlled by them. So that actually we're doing something pretty important if we choose to free ourselves from some of these aspects that are a bit hidden. These aspects of what drive our behaviour and our ways of being. Maybe recognising that if we see some of these habits, that actually we might free ourselves from some of them. That actually maybe some of the habits we've got into, maybe they close down our experience rather than opening it up.